interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. We are wrapping up the month of October. And though there had been some interesting elements to the month, we are looking forward to a fresh start in November. And I am thrilled with this signature event that White Glove Moving and Storage has been a proud sponsor of for a couple years in a row, just because it is such a great reason to get outside, get to know your neighbors, and really enjoy a tasty afternoon of sipping. And here with us today, Katie Bourgeois with Bourgeois Real Estate and Fraser Creek Brew and Distillery is joining us because you, my darling, are helping out yet again as active committee member to bring the Treasure Coast Brew Fest to life.
Yes, and I love it. Thank you, Anna, for having me on again, and thank you so much for the support of Treasure Coast Brew Fest and everything along our fabulous community. You are amazing.
Well, thank you, sister. Feelings are mutual. Now, what's something that separates the Treasure Coast Brew Fest from perhaps other outdoor beer-focused events?
Well, the Treasure Coast Brew Fest is our area's largest and longest running beer festival. It is also a fundraiser, so the net proceeds from the festival go to 3 local charities every year. So last year we were able to give away $27,000 to 3 local charities. We're very proud of that. We're looking forward to meeting and exceeding that goal this Saturday, November 2nd, downtown Stewart at Memorial Park. What sets this apart also is that we're not in a big parking lot. We've got beautiful shade. It is a waterfront park with water features, and we have a silent disco sponsored by Grass Ninjas Landscaping, and we have karaoke. We have live entertainment. We have food trucks. We have over 50 breweries, each bringing at least 3 flavors, so you can do the math on that. Lots of beer to be enjoyed from 1 to 5 at Memorial Park in downtown Stewart. A very fun patriotic event as well. Lots of red, white, and blue right there in Memorial Park.
Now, knowing that there's going to be over 50 different breweries, each bringing 3 varieties, whether it is a cider or one of their claim to fame, are all the breweries from Florida?
Most of the breweries are from Florida. We are Florida-centric in our invitations, but of course we always invite regional brands as well that would like some exposure, like some of the regional breweries like Yingling and some of those. They're always welcome to come as well. But we are really focused on hyper-local. Every single one of our local breweries have signed up year after year, and we'll have a huge presence there. And, you know, we always welcome beer, cider, and seltzer. And into the future, we hope to be able to bring spirits, but that's to be determined. We'll see what we can do next year.
This is fabulous. Okay, now let's explain to our listeners how this event takes place. Because once you secure your ticket for entry, you get, upon check-in, your own specialized tasting cup, correct?
Yes, you get sort of a smorgasbord of items. So as you come in as a ticketed guest, we really could not do this without the sponsors. And I have to, you know, mention All Area Roofing as a captain level sponsor this year, really hooking it up for us, helping to make the event great. As you come through as a ticketed guest through our main gate, you're going to be handed a chalice on a lanyard so you can walk around hands-free as needed. And you're going to get a goodie bag, a swag bag, we like to call it, with lots of trinkets and fun stuff and discounts and invitations to our area businesses to patronize local businesses, discounts and tchotchkes, bottle openers and koozies and all kinds of fun stuff. And as you walk around the park, as a ticketed guest, you can sample all of those beer, ciders, and seltzers that will be available. We do have some non-alcoholic beverages as well. We have Athletic Brewing, which is more of a regional or national brand as well, as well as, of course, the traditional local breweries, cideries, and those who make hard seltzers.
Wow, that is so fun. And I know I have heard, having been an on-site sponsor and helping with the photo booth in the past and engaging with folks as they're waiting, that they collect these chalices and they, like this is a tradition for a lot of people. And so it's never too late in the game to start a new tradition, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, every year we have a different goodie bag, a different lanyard, and a different chalice. So we do have a lot of collectors out there that have been collecting the chalices and the lanyards and the bags for probably since 2018 or 2017 when we started the swag bag offering. So it really is a great opportunity to also promote businesses. If anybody wants to jump into those goodie bags, we've got to get them stuffed this week, and they will be available for all of our ticketed guests. And we sell out every year. We have just 1,500 tickets available, and we are pretty much sold out. So we want you to go online, tcbrewfest.com, snag your tickets, and definitely make sure that if you can find a promo code at any of our area local businesses that support Treasure Coast Brewfest or local brewery, you get $5 off your tickets. If you can find those coupon codes out there, and it's just for $40, you get a fun day in the park and 4 hours of unlimited sampling.
Now, Katie, what do you think you might be featuring from Fraser Creek?
Oh, well, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell any secrets, but we definitely will have the beers that will be going into distribution soon, like Max Polish Pils, Confusion Corner is very popular, our West Coast IPA is a winner, and we're probably going to max out our space and probably have a few more beers offered there, and we're hoping to do a special release around 2 o'clock. So as the homebrew competition winners are being announced on the main stage, where I will be with our sponsors and our homebrew club, the Treasure Coast Brewmasters, just after that announcement, Fraser Creek is going to line them up, and we'll have a special release of a really cool beer when you get to the Memorial Park. Check out what Fraser Creek will have to offer. And it's always top secret, but I think it's going to be around 2 o'clock that that special release will be ready for everyone to enjoy.
That is so special. And how about the three charities this year for 2024? Have they been selected?
Yes, of course. We did that early in the year, and anyone is welcome to submit for consideration. We are working with We Do Good. They are a veteran-centric golf program for fallen soldiers' families. So they have been an integral part in helping us get the word out, and we love what they're doing for our community. The Angler Action Foundation is a group that works with protecting our fisheries and our water wildlife. And the Florida Brewers Guild, their big fight is freedomforbeer.com. So those are our three chosen charities this year. Anyone is welcome to, contact us and get on the list for next year for consideration. So those are the three for this year. We're really excited and hope to meet or beat our goal from last year.
This is excellent. And one more time, Katie, I know that 1,500 tickets are what's available at the start of the season.
Yeah.
We are in the home stretch. If you want to jump online and secure your ticket so that you can partake in the afternoon of fun on Saturday, November 2nd, with the festivities kicking off at what time?
1 o'clock. Gates open at 1 o'clock. Line up just before then to get swiftly through the front gate and maximize your ticket time 1 to 5.
And one more time with the website so that they can buy a ticket.
TCBrewFest.com. TCBrewFest.com.
All right, Katie Bourgeois, we love your energy. Keep up the great work, my dear.
Thank you.
And now, folks, a couple shout-outs to some of our sponsors that we truly love and adore, making this weekly talk radio possible with really impressive content that matters to you happening in your own backyard. Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero by the Fresh Market, the second off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie County. True nail artists. We're rounding into the Thanksgiving season. Thanksgiving looks, they can be implemented on your fingers and your toes. It lasts for weeks. Great pricing. Open 7 days. Gift cards available. Thank you to them. And a special thank you also to Union Home Mortgage, Lucy and Shannon. These gals are dedicated to their craft of ensuring home ownership for all with a variety of products that help make it possible. And of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. You know, in the wake of Milton and the tornadoes, lots of displacement. White Glove was quick to help, whether you are just needing some extra muscle with heavy items or a full pack and move, whether it's across the street, state, or country as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. White Glove is here to assist. We are dedicated to this community, and we just ask to be top of mind when you hear of somebody that is looking for a professional mover and wanting top-notch quality. So there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 2 decades, 2 letters, 1 simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
A Fox on the Fairway is coming to Riverside Theater, and it's a madcap comedy that'll leave you in stitches, filled with mistaken identities, outrageous antics, and a battle of the wits on the greens. And wait till you see the final putt on the 18th hole. It's legendary. It'll take you on a nonstop laugh fest with love, life, and golf in the spotlight. A Fox on the Fairway starts October 22nd at Vero's beautiful Riverside Theater. But you don't have to wait. Get your tickets now at the box office or online at riversidetheater.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. We're wrapping up the month of October with lots to look forward to throughout November. And one of my favorite organizations, the Vero Beach Art Club, is hard at work, excited to be bringing back their Point West Art Show. And my friend, Michelle Nevea, is joining us to give us a couple of highlights of what we can expect for next week's big outdoor art experience. Darlene, what time will the fun kick off?
Hi, how you doing? It's going to kick off on Saturday the 2nd at 10 o'clock, and also Sunday I'll be at 10 o'clock.
Nice. Okay, so where in Point West should we be driving to once we get towards the community?
It's in the Heritage Park inside of Point West. It's on the corner of 16th Street and Point West Drive.
Oh, that's a perfect layout. Tons of space.
Yeah, we love it there.
Now, last year, I remember there was some pumpkin painting for the kids. What kind of other things will folks be able to look forward to for this upcoming 2024 Point West Art Show?
We have so much going on. It's going to be a great show. Last year it was in October, so that's why we did the pumpkin painting. But this year being in November, hoping it's a little bit cooler, we're going to have a kids' arts and crafts tent, and a couple of our artists from the club are going to be out there doing arts and crafts with the kids and face painting and all of that. Then we've got Motor City Classic Cars, the student classic car show. On Saturday, they're doing all classic Corvettes, and on Sunday, they're doing a variety of classic cars. Then we've got something brand new for this year is we've got three acts that'll be performing music.
Oh.
We've got Oceans 4, which is a jazzy group, a local group from Vero. They played jazz from the 60s to today. And then we've got Stephen Quinn, who does country and pop. And he was on American Idol, and he's a Nashville recording artist. And then we also have Bobby DiMario and Drew Taylor Siebert, who do indie pop and rock, and Bobby just got invited to try out for American Idol as well. So we're really excited about that.
Oh,
and we're
going to
have a bunch of food trucks, and Carvel Ice Cream is going to be there. So when the kids are done with their arts and crafts, they can go get ice cream and all kinds of fun stuff. It's going to be much bigger than last year, too. We've got more than double the amount of artists, and we've got them. It's not just Vero artists, although we'll have a strong showing of Vero Art Club artists, but we have artists coming from as far away as Vermont and California. There's artists from all over the country coming.
Oh, wow. And, of course, this is a great way to get a jump start on holiday shopping.
Absolutely. I mean, if you people are always like, what can I get? The person that's got everything, unique, one-of-a-kind art is right down that alley. And I think it's a great way to get started for your Christmas shopping.
I agree. And Michelle, what is your role within the art club?
I am the president of the art club.
Well, 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 we're talking to the leading lady who's staying real busy. And just to give a quick overview, I know that obviously next weekend, jam-packed out at Point West, lots of opportunities for folks to volunteer. But the club is growing, so if next weekend doesn't work out, the fact of the matter is if you have a passion for art or you want to expand your art horizon, becoming an active member with the art club is a great way to do so.
Yes, it is, and it's a great group of people, and we have members that walk in and they just take a sigh of relief and say, this is my happy place, I love it here. And we take, although we've gotten some really world-class artists in the last few years, we take everybody, any skill level. We even have some people that aren't artists at all, just want to be part of the group. And we're working on developing the Vero Beach School of Art. So we're doing revamped our education classes. And if you don't know anything about art, you can always take some classes and learn.
That's such a good point. And keep in mind also that this isn't the only event to look forward to, though we might be rounding out 2024 with this. Of course, there's still going to be the gallery stroll, which is the first Friday of each month. So we'll have that in November and in December.
Yes. And And we do, you know, all of our shows are fabulous. We've got, you know, Art in the Park all season long. We do Under the Oaks. Under the Oaks was ranked number 8 art show in the country last year. So, and this Point West show, we're modeling after Under the Oaks as well. So it's kind of like a mini Under the Oaks, but
yeah,
we have time to be able to do more fun things with music and all that too. So
yeah, and come January, we'll be doing Art by the Sea.
Yep, Art by the Sea. Yeah, and this year also, what we're doing different is we're going to be selling commemorative T-shirts for the at the Point West show. So every year we're going to change the artwork, and we ran a contest within the club, and we had all the members do up a kind of a Point West logo type contest, and they did their art, and we everybody voted on it, and it's going to be on the cover of our show booklet, and it's going to be T-shirts for sale.
I love that idea. That is so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And again, the cost to get in is zero.
It's free. It's free. So, you know, whether you're there for the art or the cars or the food, or you want to just bring a lawn chair and enjoy the entertainment, there's something for everybody there.
Very fun. Very fun indeed. And for more information on the Art Club, upcoming events, ways to become a member, ways to volunteer, what's the website?
It's VeraBeachArtClub.org.
All right, Michelle, keep up the great work, you and your entire team. We are huge fans of the Vero Beach Art Club, and we look forward to this annual tradition out at Point West next weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. to
10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday.
All right, Michelle, thank you so much. Shout out to True Colors. We're talking about artistry, and let's face it, art and hair go hand in hand. That's right. Whether it's a new cut, color, style, you name it, True Colors can bring it to life with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. We absolutely love the work that they do. Weekend, evening hours. They have a stylist for every budget, every hair type, not to mention they have great monthly specials. So you can already jump on their website and look for November specials that can be from pedicures to massage and everything in between. White Glove Moving and Storage. If you know of anybody that's moving, White Glove is a huge community partner, and we can only keep supporting our not-for-profits and various organizations like the Vero Beach Art Club and Treasure Coast Brewfest by earning your referrals out there to your neighbors, your colleagues, whether they're moving into Florida, leaving Florida, or it's just a local move. White Glove can assist with all of those aspects. Union Home Mortgage, thank you to Lucy and Shannon for their ongoing support. They have so many products that can make home ownership a reality. And as we get ready to vote next week and we look at what that homestead amendment's all about, these girls have just a wealth of information to help you understand some of that while you consider home ownership for yourself. And then, of course, Foxy Nails, again, True Nail Artists, 2 locations. And not only do they have the Vero and the Seaway Drive location for the nail salons, but they also own that very delicious restaurant, Viet Bowl. And after the storms, Viet Bowl was giving away free fried rice to anybody that came in, no matter if they ordered anything else off the menu. I'm telling you, that just shows the quality of people the Tran family are. And if you get the opportunity to grab takeout and enjoy some lunch oceanfront as you're there in Fort Pierce, you really are just going to love it. They do great, great pho and crispy duck and all sorts of fun noodle bowls. I mean, I just love Viet Bowl, and I know you will too. So thank you to all of our sponsors. And you can check out those sponsors at treasurecoastinsider.us. For some of you, you may be thinking about the holidays, and you might have that Santa dilemma. Your child is questioning. Well, the Christmas Key Scroll is here to be that resource so that you're able to just have your child appreciate the magic of Christmas, let it continue, and allow there to be that proper farewell from Santa himself. We have the Christmas Scroll launch happening downtown Vero Beach on Thursday, November 7th, 4 to 6 p.m. It's free. Welcome to all. There's going to be discounts on the scroll on that evening, as well as a live reading at 5:15, plus lots of photo opportunities and more. No kids allowed, just the grown-ups. Again, that's Thursday, November 7th, 4 to 6, Christmas Key Scroll. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Keep supporting your neighbors. Cheers.